Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello friends and fellow world changers, welcome to today's episode. Trust you had an awesome day yesterday. Today's episode is episode 37, and our scripture focus is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. I'll read it from the Good News translation of the Bible. It says, "Remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich. He does this because he's still faithful today to the covenant that he made with your ancestors." And our title is Divine Economics. Deuteronomy 8:18 serves as an inspiring reminder to believers that ultimate prosperity and success stem from God himself. We delve into the sound implications of acknowledging God as the ultimate source of wealth and abundance, exploring how this recognition transforms our mindsets, attitudes, and actions in both personal and professional spheres. As we focus our sight on God as the provider of all blessings, we're compelled to adopt a posture of humility, gratitude, and stewardship. Rather than attributing our achievement solely to our own efforts or ingenuity, we acknowledge God's sovereign hand in every aspect of our lives, including our financial well-being. This perspective encourages a spirit of dependence on God, inviting his guidance, provision, and favor into every endeavor we undertake. Besides, recognizing God as the source of wealth shapes our ethical framework and conduct in the realm of business and finance. As stewards entrusted with God's resources, we are called to exercise integrity, honesty, and generosity in all our financial dealings. This means conducting business affairs with integrity, honoring commitments, and prioritizing the well-being of others over personal gain. Moreover, embracing God as the ultimate source of wealth liberates us from the pressures of materialism and greed, inviting us to pursue a more holistic and meaningful definition of success. Rather than being consumed by the pursuit of wealth for its own sake, we are empowered to use our resources to advance God's kingdom purposes, bless others, and make a positive impact in the world. Elizabeth Holmes, once a celebrated founder of a pioneering tech company, attributes her initial success to deep faith in God's provision and her commitment to conducting her business based on biblical principles, particularly focusing on ethical practices. Her story illustrates how integrating faith with professional endeavors can influence a company's culture and operational methods. She believed that by aligning her business practices with her spiritual values, particularly integrity and stewardship, she could create a more sustainable and responsible company. And despite facing immense challenges and controversies later in her career, Holmes maintained that her faith played a crucial role in her approach to entrepreneurship. She emphasized the importance of trust, fairness, and transparency, drawing on biblical teachings to guide her decision-making processes. Her experience demonstrates the complexities of integrating spiritual beliefs with business ethics, particularly in high-stakes environments. Her journey provides a nuanced perspective on the potential power of and pitfalls of applying faith-based principles in business, underscoring the importance of consistency and accountability. What are the key takeaways from this scripture today? When we recognize that our wealth and abilities come from God, it fundamentally shifts our approach to resource management. This recognition instills a sense of humility and responsibility, steering us away from greed and towards gratitude. It encourages us to be more thoughtful and generous, recognizing that we are not merely owners, but stewards of God's gifts. This mindset fosters responsible financial planning and giving, prioritizing God's will over personal desires. Also, being faithful stewards of what we have been given, whether much or little, aligns us with the biblical principle of stewardship, where loyalty in small things leads to trustworthiness in larger matters. This is referring to Luke chapter 16, verse 10. And this faithfulness is observed by God and is often rewarded with greater responsibilities and blessings. It includes diligent management of finances, wise investments of resources, and transparent handling of assets, which are critical components for sustained success and spiritual approval. The ultimate purpose of prosperity is not self-enrichment, but the advancement of God's kingdom. This viewpoint changes how we perceive and use wealth. Instead of accumulating goods for personal comfort alone, our resources are channeled towards initiatives that promote spiritual growth, help the needy, and also spread the gospel. This might manifest in supporting church activities, funding missionary work, or investing in community development. Prosperity now becomes a tool for making a tangible impact in the world in accordance with divine priorities. The success principles here are that true success comes from recognizing our resources as blessings from God and using them to glorify Him and benefit others. This viewpoint shifts the focus from self-centered approach to wealth and achievement to a more community-oriented and spiritually fulfilling purpose. When we see our talents, time, and treasures as gifts entrusted to us by God, we are motivated to use them in ways that reflect His love and generosity. And this involves not just achieving personal or professional goals, but also contributing to the welfare of others, supporting spiritual growth, and promoting social justice. And understanding that our resources are divine provisions will instill in us a sense of accountability and purpose. It encourages us to evaluate how our actions align with God's commands and the greater good. Success, therefore, is not measured solely by what we accumulate, but also by the impact we make in the lives of others and our obedience to God's will. And this holistic approach to success builds a legacy of meaningful achievements that extend beyond our lifespan, fostering a sense of fulfillment that transcends material gains. We can put this into practice daily by regularly dedicating time to thanking God for His provision. Also, we can plan charitable giving as a fundamental part of our budgeting. In conclusion, true success is not merely measured by worldly achievements or material possessions, but by the alignment of our lives with God's purpose and principles. When we acknowledge that our resources, talents, and opportunities are blessings from God, we adopt a mindset of gratitude and stewardship. This perspective transforms our approach to success, shifting the focus from self-centered pursuit to acts of service, generosity, and compassion towards others. And as we strive for success in our endeavors, let us remember that our ultimate goal is to glorify God and benefit others. May we continue to seek His wisdom, guidance, and grace in all that we do, trusting in His plan and purposes for our lives. In living out this truth, we will experience a fulfillment and richness that transcends worldly measures of success, finding true joy and satisfaction in fulfilling God's calling for our lives. Now, here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I recognize God as the ultimate source of all blessings and commit to stewarding His gifts with gratitude, integrity, and purpose. Every talent, opportunity, and resource I possess is a divine provision entrusted to me by God, and I am humbled by His generosity and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.